I'd been asking the smart people in my orbit about this for days and still hadn't come up with an answer. The question arose one afternoon in my kitchen as I stood, shoes soaked, cursing my misfortune. Intending to pop a few cubes in Nash's lemonade, I'd yanked open the freezer to snatch out the plastic ice tray. The quick motion would have been fine had the tray been solid with ice, but instead it splashed chilly water all over my Converses and the kitchen floor. Our freezer is given to taking random days off, and I'd happened to call on it at the wrong moment. By next afternoon it'd be fine, but meantime I was left wondering how exactly the whole system works. How do you make ice? I had the vague idea that it was somehow an electrical process involving pressure, gas, maybe ammonia, but I realized that I didn't really know, nor do many other people if my informal poll is representative. So I did a little research and learned that we have a doctor named John Gorey to thank for our ability to make ice. Gorey, who died in 1855, held the first patent for mechanical refrigeration in the United States. Does it come as a surprise that he lived in Florida? But it wasn't a desire for cool lemonade that motivated Dr. Gorey. He was trying to cure malaria and yellow fever, both of which plagued the Sunshine State in the 1800s. Back then, the prevailing thought was that those diseases were caused by humid heat, which was plentiful in Apalachicola, where Gorey lived. When an epidemic of malaria and yellow fever swept through the city in 1841, Gorey began researching the diseases, which killed up to 70% of the people who got them. Though we now know they're both transmitted by infected mosquitoes, in those days, people blamed swamps, heat, and rotting vegetation for creating toxic, bad air, malaria, literally in Italian. Prevention strategies included burning gunpowder or sulfur, tucking garlic into shoes, soaking bedsheets in camphor, or tying vinegar-soaked handkerchiefs over the mouth. Gorey believed cool air in sick rooms would help, but at the time, ice was a rare and expensive commodity that had to be shipped from the north packed in sawdust. So Gorey set to work creating a machine to cool air. The doctor developed a chamber that compressed air, then released it so it expanded quickly. That rapid expansion caused it to absorb heat from water surrounding the chamber. The compressed air cooled the water to temperatures below freezing, and voila, ice. Writing in Wired magazine, Randy Alfred reports that Dr. Gorey staged a dramatic unveiling of his invention at a July reception hosted by the French consul in honor of Bastille Day. Quote, "The doctor first complained about drinking warm wine in hot weather, then suddenly announced, 'On Bastille Day, France gave her citizens what they wanted. Consul Rosanne gives his guests what they want, cool wine, even if it demands a miracle.' The doctor then waved in waiters carrying trays of ice topped by bottles of wine. It was a sensation. Gorey was granted U.S. patent number 8080 in 1851. Yet his invention didn't make him rich. Northern ice distributors, who harvested their wares from frozen lakes, launched an anti-Gorey campaign. He was mocked in newspapers and couldn't find financial backing. Eventually, the doctor had a nervous breakdown, dying in isolation and poverty in 1855. He was 54. My wet pair of Chuck Taylors kind of paled in comparison."